And welcome back to another All Out NRL Fantasy podcast. This week in the round 10 buy, hold, sell. How are we, Mick and Flats?
I'm great, Dor. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Flats, you?
Oh, we're good. Well, I'm good.
Awkward silence. Well, boys, I guess we'll get into the buy, hold, sell options for this week, round 10 firstly, but we'll also touch on as well our options for the upcoming buy round in round 13. So, look, first player here on this list is my man, Kieran Foran.
Straight into it.
Yeah, look, like it. I think some people are going to look at me and say, why the fuck are you putting Kieran Foran as a buy? But look, Tanner Boyd's out for now 1 to 2 months. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think there's been an official diagnosis, but the physio last weekend said that he's out, 4 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And look, if you look at Kieran Foran's numbers when Tanner Boyd hasn't played.
Well, I remember he got 70 points earlier in the season when he played without Boyd.
Yeah,
against Canberra. And everyone was sort of, not everyone, but at least us and a few people were looking to buy him in. But then Boyd came back into the team.
Yeah. Well, he got, 661 kick meters that game. And then last week when Boyd went off, he got 464. So that's like 15 points and 22 points, respectfully, just from kicking.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely one to look at, I personally think, with the break even 23.
I think he's a great option. Obviously, that injury risk, as always, with Foran. If you don't have someone like Weeks, I think you're prioritising those guys before him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%.
He's obviously got some risk, but he could pay out.
Yeah, I agree. Flats, you got anything on big Foran?
I thought he was a buy 100K cheaper.
I'm
not willing to take the punt now.
Take the punt. Yeah, no, that's fair. The Titans don't play that first buy round, but they do play, I believe, the second one in round 16.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're playing overall, like mid-rangers who aren't playing the buy round, I'm just not so enticed by.
Weeks is playing buy round.
Yeah. He's obviously got the buy. He'll definitely be a big buy in this podcast next week after that special, I think, 57 points on the weekend.
He's a player.
He was. Beautiful flick pass from Elliot Whitehead. Good old Weeks just in support.
Tell you what, Whitehead, I was about to roast for having a horrible return, but he really brought it back with a little double piece there.
Yeah, very special performance from the skipper, the Raiders skipper, should I say. On to the next player, boys. Obviously, very unfortunate. No one likes seeing Paps go down, of all people. But now Sua Falongo now comes in to play at 394K, break even of 32. Pappenhausen's supposed to be out, I think, for up to a month, 4 to 6 weeks, I think. The Storm are hoping four. What are your thoughts, boys, on Sua?
I think he is close to a must-have if you have Pap. So if you're looking to trade at Pap, I think he's a must-have.
Yeah, I think you could afford to wait maybe 1 week, but I think everyone knows how talented he is.
That try last week was special.
He's going to get points in bunches. And I think he's got a lot of upside at 394K.
Yeah. You reckon he'll go over that 32 break even this week?
I reckon he could do that in one play.
Mm. Oh, in one play. Jesus. That's a big shout.
Like a GI try against the Broncos. Yeah, I think he's a good option.
Definitely. Good option. Agreed.
Especially with people looking to trade up Pap, like straight downgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't mind it at all. On to the next player, boys, from the Tigers, big Samuel Afainu, priced at around 443K, break even of 24. What are your thoughts, boys, on Samuel?
Yeah, I like him. I brought him into my team last week, got through a decent amount of work. I do think he has that upside to, break through the line, tackle bust, offload, score a try, and that dual status as a mid and edge is very helpful. I don't mind him.
Especially with the origin players and whatnot, there's not really that many great mids.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and obviously Connor Watson could have been one, but unfortunately he's onto the bench. So I think Samuel could be, if you're looking for a mid this week, I think he could be the guy to go. Any thoughts, Flats, on big Samuel or?
No, not really, to be honest.
Not really?
I was looking ahead at AJ Brimson.
The brim.
Flats loves yes, Brimson.
AJ Brimson, yes. Well, we've got a few question marks here with the brim. 579K, a very juicy break even of 16. The only concern, I think, is in regards to Jaden Campbell. Now, look, now with Boyd out injured, do you see Brimson or Campbell going to 5'8 when Campbell returns?
I think it's got to be Campbell. Brimson's in like career best form.
He has been, yeah, very special, Brimson, the last couple of weeks. And I think if Campbell's coming back from an injury, I think if you're trying to ease someone back into action, I think putting Campbell at to six is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear connection between their, like, I know they've only won, what, twice this year, but a clear connection between him being at fullback and their success. Like, at the start of the season, I don't know what they were thinking starting with Keeney, with all due respect.
He can't, in my opinion, Brimson can't play centre because he just doesn't get enough ball. So, but fantasy wise, in my opinion, we need Brimson at fullback. But like IRL, he can definitely play fullback or six because he just needs his hand on the ball. But his best scores have been at fullback fantasy wise. So that's, as coaches, that's where we want him to play this week or in the coming week.
I feel like this is the last week we can get him though.
Yeah.
The break even. Yeah, he's going to be going well over 600K after this week.
Oh, yeah. A great matchup as well, Flats, this Sunday down the Gold Coast against the Cowboys. Like, yeah, if you're going to get Brimson, this is the week. Obviously doesn't play that first bye, but he does play the second bye. But look, I think he's a gun at 579 if he keeps that fullback spot.
Definitely.
His dual position is also handy.
Yes.
The next guy does play the bye. I think he's just straight up a great option. Will always be a little pod piece. Britton Nakora, 634K. I know Flats likes a pod. What do you reckon about him, mate?
Nakora, I had him last year and he's currently 100K cheaper than what he was, I think.
At the start of the season, 88K
so
down.
You're getting value for your money right there. So I reckon you get him in.
Yeah.
He's finding form. So,
like, along with the Sharks, he's going to, you know, score a try here and there. So he's got that upside. 58 points last round. I think he's a good
Edge. 29 break even. Mm-hmm. Special. If you want to get him in, I'd do so. I think he's a... only problem is, I'd say, is probably just there's a lot of edges. Or like, a lot of teams have got a lot of edges. Like, my team personally, I've got Blore, Pierce Paul.
I feel like every year everyone has a lot of edges, and mids are probably the position where people lack. The next guy is a mid though, I believe, and a hooker.
Big Samuel, not Samuel. Sevilla Havili.
Yeah, look, he's an interesting option. I just think there's so much uncertainty about his minutes. He could go absolutely buck wild this weekend. Like, you know, he's going to be a pretty good PPM guy.
And obviously with Murray being out for like 6 to 8 weeks and then probably going to play Origin, I don't think Murray will have to do much to, get into the Blues team. So
I think with a break even of 45, it's just a perfect opportunity to wait a week.
Especially after his 9 last week.
Reassess, like, he could go absolutely buck wild, but he could go poorly in limited minutes. So next week could be an easy option to get.
Yeah. Talis Duncan's also, he could benefit as well with Murray being out.
100%.
Break even to 34, but obviously, like, earlier in the year when we were keen on him, he obviously was carrying an injury and basically barely got a crack
keen
at all.
Keeney as well. Those two were sort of probably, we've been good with our buy hold sells, but those two have probably been the ones that are poor. But
we copped a bit of flack about the Jesse Arthurs one as well, but it was one week, but the week after that. But like that, even it, like you said, Mick, if Havili goes off for 60 points, say he's only going to make 16K this week. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Definitely wait 1 week.
Exactly. Next two are like the guns, Fifita and Teddy. I think for non-overall players, perfect options. Like, you know what they're going to get. Teddy's bottomed out in price. Fifita, I think he's just going to stick around 862K and he's an absolute animal.
He looks so good, Fifita.
He's in good form. I thought he wasn't, but turns out he is after he just shredded the Bronx.
Yeah, he's really flicked the switch, like work rate wise. He actually gets to work now. Maybe has less of those
crossfield runs where he's just busting tackles. I'd definitely be moving everything in my side to get him in if I didn't play overall. But
he's a no brainer. You know,
he's another straight swap from Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
Upgrade. And Teddy's been great.
Especially, straight swap.
They've both got, 31 and 40 break evens. Teddy, 576K. Like, that's pretty good. And he's only had a couple of bad games, and one was, like, back after that.
Yeah, exactly.
First concussion, should I say. Now,
next guy, Dor, if you want to have a go at pronouncing his last name.
I think it's Dion Tauper. Tauper, I'm pretty sure.
That'll do. I think the wrong one. He's not even in the game. He hasn't even been added yet. So another one potential.
I dare say he'll be added, but
yeah, he will be added. Definitely,
I'd still stay away.
You can easily
wait a week, like you said, Flats. Just stay away for this week. Just wait. But he's got good job security there because obviously South have got so many players out. Murray, Tass, Host suspended for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They're just a couple odd. Gray, and then Hawkins. Hawkins was the guy who would take his spot. So he's out for like 6 weeks. So we're probably going to get Tauper for at least, a month and a bit.
Exactly. Now, next segment, really important, potential round 13 buys, especially for overall players. This is make or miss. Like, this is where you're going to gain considerable ranks if you've got a full team playing, and it's where you're going to lose ranks if you haven't planned accordingly. Now, we'll go through a few options. We obviously talked about Britton Decora, we really like, but in terms of winger fullbacks, we've got Drinkwater and Manu. I'd say similar price ranges generally. You know what you're going to get from those guys.
Personally, I'd go with Manu, just purely off the fact that Drinkwater could get picked for Origin.
That, and also he'll play fullback.
Yeah, Manu at fullback.
Exactly.
And he is
special.
this is going off topic a bit, but I'd say Manu top three fullback if he plays there in the comp.
Would you agree with that? It gets me really upset.
I do agree with that.
I reckon he could have been one of the all-time greats if he played fullback his whole career.
I still don't understand why an NRL team have not thrown 1.3 million.
The Dragons did throw 1.3.
Good player, but Manu deserves, according off of that, like 2 mil.
The Dragons offered Manu 1.3 mil to play fullback, but he declined it to stay at the Roosters.
What is he getting? 450K less. Jesus.
Yeah, he's getting a lot.
He must really not want to play for the Dragons.
Yeah.
Well, judging off those vlogs that Dor posted, he's got good chemistry there. So I think he'll come back after a year in rugby union, in my opinion.
He loves his sushi piece.
Sushi piece.
Spicy summer.
He was actually go to that sushi place all the time. It's elite.
Yeah.
Next guy, consistent. I think potentially he probably won't be. He's not going to play Origin. But
His form's good enough, but I don't think Gagai was dropped last year due to form reason. I think it's because Billy's trying to get in
new blood.
Yeah, new blood, younger players.
I'm so confident that if he did play, he'd do an absolute role.
I agree.
Yeah, he's a good option. Same as Ronaldo and Azaka. I'd put them in the same sort of category.
Priced very similarly.
On good teams, you know, you're relying on a try or two. But
I'm pretty sure the Dolphins actually play every single major buy round.
Yeah, exactly. So next one's Talon May. Probably bottomed out. Been really disappointing this year.
I'd just say after a hot start. He's just not got the ball. Luai keeps on showing it to him and then taking two steps in field. Like May hasn't really had great service this year. But he definitely got better service last week. So that's, I guess, a step in the right direction.
Yep, and rounding the buys out is another Dolphin, Herbie Farnworth. If it'll be around 12, I reckon he'll have bottomed out in price after coming back from injury, and he'll be a good one to pick up.
I'll throw one more in there purely because we don't have a mid. Joseph Tappini.
Yeah.
He is a good option.
He's always
a nice
one.
He was a bit quiet last week, but he is definitely a keeper.
His situation is literally, there'll be one point in the season, it'll be a 5-game period where he just gets more minutes all of a sudden and he's absolute gun.
Yeah, it's 694K, break even of 61 for Tarpany. So you could maybe wait just a little bit closer to the round 13. I think one player that we also, I just didn't even realize that we didn't even have him there, Mick. Poor form from us, but McInnes.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He could play Origin, though.
Yeah, I know. He could play Origin. Smoky. But if he doesn't, he's definitely a smoky for to get into your side because he's going to get through a mountain of work.
He does reek of a player that Madge would pick, though.
I personally probably got him in my Origin team.
I know this is – like we don't really want to talk about Origin for too long, but would you go Appy and Egan as your hookers?
No.
Or potentially you could go
– Appy and Robson.
Like Appy or Robson and have McInnes as sort of like your backup.
Like I don't mind having that extra option of McInnes that could play as a front rower, but if you need a hooker, you just chuck him there.
Well, yeah, that's a good option. That's definitely...
And then having the 14 jersey, just put a back there, I guess. Like an outside back.
Drinking.
Freeze it up. That's maybe a good option.
I can do a lot. I think Madge will make the right decision.
Yeah, I think Madge is definitely going to make the right decision, unlike Freddie Fittler.
You might. Freddie would probably put TBJ out of retirement.
Yeah.
Give him a jersey.
We'll get on to the holds, I think, Mick. These players we won't really touch on that much, go into much depth. It's pretty self-explanatory, some of these. Like, for example, Joey Lussick, 511K, break even of 43. Obviously, no Brendan Hands named this week. So
owning Joey Lussick is torture.
It's been, it's been frustrating, but I think that if, like, with the scenario that's been put in play this weekend, I think it's definitely worth just to wait a week. If he goes bad, his break even is going to be probably in the 60s next week, and you can definitely sell to someone like Weeks that you mentioned, those Raiders players coming back from that bye.
Yeah. Next guy, Blaze.
Talugi. Yes. Yeah, no.
Got a good door.
Finally got the fullback
spot. He's an obvious one. Like if you still have him, obviously.
If you still got him.
He's going to gain hold, some money,
and he's definitely, you could even buy him as well. He could be a potential buy option.
Next guy, two going hand in hand.
Yeah, I was about to say Flats. I think Salmon and Fini Fukiaki, like, I think within the coming weeks definitely sells, but you can probably hold this week.
You could probably even, if you wanted to, hold them both. Hopefully, if they like still continue to go all right until that after the first buy round and sell them
Bulldogs
in round 14.
Play the buy
and so do the Cowboys.
That is a good option.
So I think that's probably what you do because, but in saying that, you only need 13 players now for fantasy with buy rounds. Yeah. You don't need a full 17.
Exactly. How did Finney go on the weekend? Because Lukey could just stay on the
34. I think he got like 34, 35. So he got unplayed. I'm pretty sure he played like close to 60 minutes as well.
Yeah.
So I think they'll ease Lukey back in considering his injury history as well.
Lockie Galvin, it's an interesting one. He's just scoring so consistently where it's like if you're desperate for a sell and you're trying to get like a massive gun, I guess, but other than that, probably keeping him for an extended period of time.
Yeah. Unless was a bit of concern.
Puts together a couple of poor scores.
Yeah. Injury concern, but the scans came through all clear, so he's good to go.
The way he is scoring, he could be a cut price keeper.
Yeah.
I like that, Flats. Now, what about your man, Flats? Obviously, came back last week and didn't have the best of games, but Selwyn Cobbo, 595K, break even of 54.
I think he is a definite hold. He came out of a game where there was injuries galore.
Oh,
got 13
not
points,
wrong.
But that is an outlier for sure.
Yeah.
Won't happen again.
Good matchup as well. Yeah. Good matchup this week, Flats.
Yeah.
And you can easily hold him until Origin time as well and depart from him like round 12 or something like that, or in round 13 for the bye round.
Yep. Corey Bedell. Now.
Sell, not urgent.
he's
a hold.
Look, I had my concerns that he wasn't generally the best fantasy player / footy player I've ever seen. And on the weekend, he had an absolute stinker. I'll put
eight missed tackles, wasn't it, Mick?
Eight missed tackles, cup of errors.
Just say it how it is.
He was running those little ghosty plays where he's actually clapping for the ball and just not getting it.
Yeah, no, I think with Waddell, look, just hold him this week unless you're really pissed off. I really don't like the bloke. I don't like how he goes, respectfully. Sorry, Waddell, but
it's a hold with the exception you've got to sell him next week.
Because Burbo's back this week and Olakau'atu's back for Magic Round next week against Manly. So definitely is a definite sell next week.
Boys, what's the go with Piakura? He's definitely a hold, but scoring-wise,
he's just missing too many tackles. And then last week we had injury concerns, so everyone was all over the spot. But he overall, when that hasn't been the case, he has been a bit inconsistent. But I think it's majorly due to the missed tackles.
So he's a hold.
Yeah.
Joey Chan, we've gotten hold, but to be honest, in my opinion, he's not going to score you very well. Like, he won't make that much money for you.
No, you can sell him if you wanted to, but
if you go on to like weeks, then it's pretty obvious.
In my opinion, you just hold Joe Chan and he's probably going to peak at the end, like make his money by the end of this week. And then you just, like you said, just sell him straight to weeks. Same with Xavier Willison. Willison's definitely a hold for now. Just obviously the Broncos don't have the greatest buy schedule. Willison's doing well. I expect him to get around 40 points this weekend, so still another couple of weeks with him.
Reece Walsh is an obvious one.
It's same as Cobbo.
You know he's going to be a keeper. This guy I wanted to talk about, Jaden Brayley, people were expecting 80 minutes. I always thought that was a bit of concern because I know he was filling in for injuries in the previous weeks, like with the nice rotation.
I think also with the weather last week as well played a bit. Yeah,
it was a weird game. Weather affected. I just told if you bought him.
Yeah. He should be back, I reckon, as long as it's dry and whatnot. He should be back
and
to
he didn't score
big
too
minutes.
Poorly.
I just had a weird memory about wet weather footy. About OG fantasy, James Graham was the best wet footy NRL fantasy player ever.
How do you even remember that?
Big James Graham.
That shows
he averaged I think it was 60 plus in wet footy.
That shows our history, our experience in the game.
it does, brother. Many, many years
that
of
one
playing
year
this
that,
great game of NRL fantasy.
The year that Red V bought James Graham, I genuinely thought we were going to win it all. When we were coming first after 16 rounds.
Dor, can you please click that? I was going to do the laugh one.
Yeah. Stop.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll move on to the sells, yeah?
Yeah, the sells should be nice and easy. Obviously, we should touch with the two obvious ones. Cameron Murray, 726K, break-even of 62, and Ryan Pappenhausen, 573, break-even of 41, both out far over a month with injuries. So definitely sell.
Yeah. Appy sell. Bostock sell. RTS has just been so annoying. Give him more ball.
Yeah, I think firstly with the Appy one, I think it's just with Simkin on the bench and then injuries and then he should definitely get picked for Origin.
I do have one suggestion. Well, not suggestion, take. Do you guys reckon he should be in the 5'8 jersey?
RTS.
Yep. Next to Sean Johnson.
I actually don't mind that.
They haven't been
flats.
Playing well.
I don't mind that flats.
Because we know CNK is a worker. He's class.
He's done well at the back.
I think they've missed Metcalf so heavily and they simply need RTS touching the ball more. So I think that's the most realistic option.
Realistically, when Metcalf did play, he did no kicking.
Yeah.
And he was a ball runner.
Watching on the weekend, Tamari Martin hardly even looked like he was on the field. Like Sean Johnson was touching it every time to the disservice. Of the Waz.
They've also got Adam Pompey on the – like he's been 18th man most of the week, so he's actually on the bench in 17 this week. So, and he's a pretty handy player. I think it's definitely worth a try for the Waz to move RTS to 5'8", get his hands on the ball more because, they're obviously, not having the greatest
Something's
of years,
wrong.
The Waz. So, and it's not just Luke Metcalf. I think there's – obviously other issues there as well. But I think it's worth a try.
Yeah. We'll finish on this guy, Terrell May.
Yep.
I'm of the opinion.
He also loves the sushi piece.
Fridge things.
Yeah.
He's also very aware of what his owners and super coach and fantasy owners think of him.
He's been listening to the
podcast.
He
enjoyed that prawn tempura.
Special.
Little nigiri piece.
But definitely with like on Tyrrell May, I'll get your thoughts, Mick, but mine personally, I think you can definitely hold him. Obviously with Linu and Warrior Hargreaves back this week, it's obviously his minutes. It's going to be very hard for him to get big minutes unless someone goes down. But the one upside, if you want to go with that, is basically that May's going to play the first bye round. So if you're willing to maybe potentially take a couple of price losses.
You never know. Robbo could give him 60 minutes this weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't know what his minutes are, but I think it's definitely safer to say sell with those players coming back.
I agree. A little tuna roll piece.
Tuna roll
piece. With avocado. Hold the avocado.
Mm.
I think we'll – oh, and Murray and Papineau is an obvious sell.
So. Oh, yeah, I already said that at the start, but – no. Anything else, boys? Any other buy, hold, sells or anything else you really want to touch on? I think if you want a captaincy option, I think Cleary could be a good one this weekend against the Bulldogs.
Hines, Cleary.
Hines is definitely still a – yeah, they're basically safe captaincy options every week regardless of the opposition.
Yeah, exactly. We'll wrap it up there, boys.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll see you next week for round 11's buy, hold, sell.
And I'll see you.
Catch up.